Motocasino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
What do you think about that, little Ziggy? What do you think about that? We are live. Peek-a-boo. I'm about to do the Diddy headlines. It's late, isn't it? So we're going to have to put Ziggy to bed? We have to put Ziggy to bed, aren't we, Mummy? Can't we hear in the Diddy headlines? Want to say wave goodbye? Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right, Mummy? Oh, he's smiling. Look at him.
Come on.
Oh, he wanted to stay on camera, little Ziggy. Oh, God bless. All right, folks. We've got an interesting lineup tonight. As in, we have got Lionel coming on in about 25 minutes. Lionel of Lionel Nation. And we are going to be doing a Ask Lionel Anything. So the subject of the video is from Diddy to depopulation. Conspiracies, the cabal, the club, you name it, whatever questions you've got. We've got Lionel on for a solid 2 hours tonight. Just me and Lionel taking your questions. That's in just over 20 minutes. So I'm going to just go over the latest Diddy headlines. We had a tremendous broadcast last night with Ronnie Bo. Good grief. How moving was the testimony of Ronnie Bo? In fact, put a one in the chat if you were moved last night by a live stream with Ronnie Bo, because the emotion that guy shared when he was telling his story, it was something else that we've not seen emotion like that on the channel for a while. Yep, looks like a lot of people saw it. Thank you. And thank you, Shane, as well, for staying on and keeping the show rolling till the small hours. And thank you to Ron as well for being such a wonderful co-host and all of his contributions. All right, so the latest Diddy news is they have now accused him of improperly influencing his case. Yeah. Allegedly, he has tried to reach out to prospective witnesses and influence public opinion in a bid to affect potential jurors for his upcoming trial. This is what the prosecutors alleged yesterday. We have to add that he's pleading not guilty to the charges and that he is maintaining his innocence. And he said that he's posturing that he's going to go to trial for and face up to these heinous charges. All right, so a bail hearing is scheduled for next week. But the allegations have come in that he's reaching out to prospective witnesses and influencing public opinion. And this was a court filing urging the judge to reject his latest bail request. These accusations were made late yesterday, local time, in the Manhattan federal court filing opposing his third and latest US $50 million bail proposal. $50 million, that's what, about 40 million British pounds. In the request, they cited changed circumstances, including new evidence, which they said makes it sensible to release Diddy so he can better prepare for his May 5th trial. We haven't got a prayer, I don't think. But prosecutors said the defense lawyers created their latest bail proposal using some evidence prosecutors turned over to them, and the new material, supposedly new material, was already known to defense lawyers when they made previous bail applications. So, to be making bail applications that frequent, they've probably got to come up with a new reason. And the prosecutors are trying to shut them down, saying this was knowledge they already had. In the submission to the judge, the prosecutor said Diddy's behavior in jail is showing that he must remain locked up. He's pleading not guilty to all the charges, but it is alleged that he is attempting to silence victims through blackmail and violence. Wow. Okay. Two judges have concluded he is a danger to the community and a risk to flee. So they're saying that Diddy is asking his family to call victims and allegedly threaten them or intimidate them. Prosecutors wrote that a review of recorded jail calls made by Diddy, wow, love to get our hands on them, wouldn't we? Show he has asked family members to reach out to victims and potential witnesses. I mean, how idiotic can you be? You know all of the calls are recorded and they can be used against you as evidence at any time. And you're going to ask your own family members to reach out to victims and potential witnesses? That just shows a complete lack of understanding of the situation you're in. Because that's hugely serious. The court is going to hate that if it is proven. So he's reaching out and urging them to create narratives to influence the jury pool, allegedly. They said Diddy began breaking the jail rules almost as soon as he was detained at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn after his September arrest. These include encouraging marketing strategies to sway public opinion. Prosecutors are alleging that he has enlisted family members to plan and carry out a social media campaign around his birthday, quote, with the intention of influencing the potential jury in this criminal proceeding. They're alleging he is encouraging his children to post videos to social media accounts, including showing them gathered to celebrate his birthday. Afterward, they are alleging that Diddy monitored the analytics, including audience engagement from the jail, and can't believe this, explicitly discussed with his family how to ensure that the video had the desired effect on potential jury members in this case. Oh my goodness, if this is true, he still thinks he's this big bad puppet master who can get away with anything. Prosecutors also allege that Diddy, during other calls, made clear his intention to anonymously publish information that he thought would help his defense against the charges. Quote, the defendant's efforts to obstruct the integrity of this proceeding also includes relentless efforts to contact potential witnesses. I mean, this was the strategy successfully employed by Sammy the Bull when he worked for the Teflon Don, John Gotti. They would get a jury member bought off. And that's how John Gotti earned the name the Teflon Don, because none of the charges ever stuck. So these are proper mafia strategies that he's employing. But to do it on the jailhouse phone, you know, John Gotti had Sammy the Bull as his underboss. There was no communication from Gotti to the lower levels of the organization directly. And he wouldn't be daft enough to call his son on the phone and give instructions. What planet is Diddy on? He's trying to employ mafia tactics, but without any bit of idealism, any real knowledge of how they are employed strategically and carefully so you don't get caught. He's just blatantly done it on the jailhouse phone. So his relentless efforts to contact include victims of his SA who could provide powerful testimony against him, the prosecutors wrote. The defendant has shown repeatedly, even while in custody, that he will flagrantly and repeatedly flout rules in order to improperly impact the outcome of his case. The defendant has shown, in other words, that he cannot be trusted to abide by rules or conditions. And they argued that it could be inferred from his behavior that Diddy wants to blackmail victims and witnesses into silence or into providing testimony helpful to his defense. So what he's done now is he's created evidence against him. The court wants you to bow down and behave pre-trial and behave as a model citizen. So if he loses this case and goes to trial, when they are sentencing him, if it is proven, the allegations that we've just discussed, they will use these allegations as aggravating circumstances to get him a bigger prison sentence. They'll say, look how dangerous he was. Even after his arrest, he was threatening, intimidating witnesses, trying to manipulate the public on the jailhouse phone to his kids. Mindless behavior. When you go to trial, there are aggravating factors such as that, and there are mitigating factors. So aggravating factors make your sentence worse. Mitigating factors reduce your sentence. So often people will plead mental health or, you know, childhood trauma. These are factors that come in. We saw the Menendez brothers. You know, they were, it looks like they had this horrific childhood trauma. I'm going to put a picture on the screen now. And see if anyone can guess what this picture is. Here we go. Does it say in the small print at the bottom? Can you see the small print at the bottom? All right. There is a picture. What if he's been a valuable CIA FBI asset, Sean? Exactly. The thing with the assets is they generally don't get this far. They get bailed out, don't they? The cases don't get this far. I recently did a podcast with John Abbott, part six, and one of his crime partners, Phil, was featured in American Conspiracy, The Octopus Murders. And Phil was in all kinds of trouble, doing all kinds of crimes, including murders, and he would constantly get bailed out. They'll let you have a run until they've completely used you up, and then they'll throw you to the wolves. And it's Diddy's time to be thrown to the wolves. So this, if anyone has guessed it, hello everybody in the chat, thanks for all the love and respect and well wishes. This is a statue. Oh, it's a 20-foot statue in Diddy's rose garden in his backyard. Diddy said that the sculpture depicts the female anatomy and was to memorialize Kim Porter and her, quote, little badonkadonk. I'll spell Badonkadonk. B-A-D-O-N-K-A-D-O-N-K. Yeah. So this photo has been obtained. And we've got a little bit of Kim Porter news on the Diddy case that's come in. God bless Kim Porter. If it comes out that that book's completely true. I know Jaguar Wright said there's a lot of truth in it. She did a great job. And now Courtney Burgess is at the grand jury. Fed's entering the book, and his evidence could be used to help the case against Diddy. So Kim, from the grave, is helping to keep this alleged monster incarcerated. And Diddy's twin daughters that he had with Kim posted a haunting message to their mum on the anniversary of her death. It was the 6th death anniversary yesterday. If you're not familiar with Kim Porter's case, we've looked at it. The pneumonia death, very suspicious. But she had a on-off romance with Diddy between 1994 and 2007. And three kids of him, Christian, who's now 26, and the twin girls, Jessie and Delilah, who's 17. She was just 47 years old when she died in 2018 of lobar pneumonia. And Diddy was among the hundreds of attendees at her funeral. And at the end of her book, she says, alleges that her boyfriend that she was with had been offed with the pneumonia. She alleges it's Diddy. And she also alleges that she's going to be next. And by the end of the book, she's already sick. She's had a house broken into. There's people falling around. And she can see the writing on the wall. It's insane to think how all this was documented and look at what's happened. So the twins, Jesse and Delilah, have posted an in memoriam post for their mother on their joint Instagram page, including a black and white picture of them as babies in her arms. Quote, "We can't believe it's been 6 years without you. We think about you every single second of the day." I mean, I can't imagine how sad that is for them. And also having Diddy as a dad, the mental turbulence they must be going through. If they're watching all this stuff on social media, all the stuff that's been said, if they've read the book, some of them have read the book because they came out and protested against it. All right, so they said, "We love and miss you so much, words can't even explain. We wish you were here with us, but we know your spirit will be around forever. We love you, Mommy." Yeah, and the hearts go out to the kids, definitely. To the twin girls. Oh dear. In the photo, Kim Porter can be seen leaning back in a chair, lifting one twin up to give her a kiss while the other infant lies sleeping across her mother's left arm. And this comes after these pictures that you can see on the screen right now. Aerial photos were obtained by the Mail, including the statue Diddy supposedly bought for Kim Porter, sitting in his LA backyard, a 20-foot chrome sculpture of a nude female body cut off at the neck and above the knees. Yeah, when I said felt sorry for the kids, I mean the twin girls. I know there's been allegations against the boys. All right, so Diddy told fellow rapper Fat Joe, 54, in an Instagram live stream back in 2010, they had purchased the piece for Porter 3 years before she died in 2018, after he went on a spiritual retreat by himself. Fat Joe asked the rapper if that statue made him feel like she was with him all the time. And Diddy responded with a chuckle, "Without a doubt, because look, you can see the curvature. You know what I'm saying. My baby had a little badonkadonk." Yeah, and he was saying stuff like that to Tupac. It's documented in the book. And he was saying, "Look how fine Kim is. You know, let's both jump in bed and do carnal activity, all three of us. And Tupac wasn't down like that. He was having none of it. And that was part of the chain of events that led to Diddy having resentments, let's say, which fed into other more nefarious plots and schemes. So with the recent alleged crimes that have emerged around Diddy, the irony of having a nude body replica in his garden isn't lost. On closer inspection, it appears that the monument's proportions are vastly off from Kim's slim but curvy body. The $62 million Holmby Hills estate was bought by Diddy a decade prior for $40 million. Now it is completely empty. Outdoor furniture and mattresses are covered in white sheets, and the bottom of his stunning lagoon-style pool appears neglected with a murky brown color on the shallow end. The huge pool slide, the underwater grotto, and the one-sided basketball court are clearly unused. But the formerly laid out gardens, hedges, roses, and lawns are well manicured, while the statue continues to glisten. The 10-bed, 13-bath mansion has been listed for sale for a staggering $61.5 million on September the 8th. According to TMZ, sources have divulged that Diddy is struggling to attract any interest, with some claiming that the price is ridiculous and other buyers being put off by his deviant reputation. Good. And this disdain could also be attributed to when Homeland Security investigations served search warrants in an early morning raid at the LA and Miami mansions in March. And that's when his oldest two sons were in the LA residence were handcuffed as the search proceeded. And they found 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricants, among other substances, and videos, and guns, and ammo, and AR-15s with defaced serial numbers. Yeah. So we're on November 16th now. His next bail hearing is going to be on November the 22nd. And I think Jonathan Oddie had a court hearing in the last couple of days as well. Unless it was continued like last time, postponed. Have to look into that. So we've got 2 minutes to go before Lionel comes in. I am going to check to see if he's already in the studio. So just bear with me, folks, while I pull that up. Let me find the studio screen. And we're going to have this fun Q&A with him. And then we have got Julia Vandelt coming on tomorrow for part task manager for part, what is we on? Part 8 or 9 with Julia? I think part 8 or 9. All right, let me see. Where is Lionel? Let's get him up here. Oh, let me get my Chrome up. 1 second. If you've not been watching the Julia Vandelt series, it's crazy that they wouldn't give her a DNA test. And she's got more developments coming out tomorrow. 1 second. Task manager. My screen froze there. Let me just sort this out. Right. So get line. All right, what we're going to do then is I'm going to end this live, and we're going to bring Lionel in the other studio. I think he's here now. Let me have a look. So if you will get customized over to the new stream, but if you don't, then just click on the channel icon and it will take you right over to entering studio now. And I know loads of people put questions for Lionel already on the community wall. The subject is from Diddy to Depopulation, Ask Lionel Anything Live. And he's a punctual guy. I'm sure he's in here right now. Let me see. There we go. Yep, he's in there, folks. All right. This one will convert you over to the other one, but if it doesn't, you'll see that we're live on the channel icon. Just click the live button and get your questions ready and get your laughter ready, because he's going to hit us with his tickle stick tonight. He's going to be out on absolutely on fire, I can imagine. Thanks.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.